yeah, creator of Dragon Ball, dead at 68.
What's up, the internet? You pieces of shit. You ruined our lives by telling us that Akira Toriyama is dead.
Yeah.
Why would
you do that? As of 20 minutes ago.
No. He died March 1st.
Oh, really?
Yes. And they just officially announced it.
Ah. So like probably the family kind of stuff settled.
I wonder how this is going to affect my pre-order of Sandland. Mm. Well, you know, we'll try to focus on the positive. The positive being, of course, Sai being here after watching all of Inazuma 11 go. Sai, focus on Inazuma 11. We can't hear you. I see you talking, but I don't hear anything you're saying.
He's not muted or anything.
I would never mute Sai.
I know why.
There
we go.
All right.
Mark, I'm upset at you. We do not talk about things like that before the podcast.
I just saw you it.
Say that after the podcast.
I mean,
I'm so upset. So you ruined our days too?
Huh. Mark, you've known us so long. Why would we not kill the messenger?
That is true. Also blame Frenchie then.
Yeah, of course. Frenchie, you son of a bitch. I hope you get a job and stay at your job forever.
Toriyama died.
Was he still working on Super? Or is that done?
Yes, he was writing Super.
He was writing Super. I assume he was writing Daimyo.
Potentially, yeah.
Good job.
Man. God damn it.
Now, what are we talking about?
Soccer.
We're going to talk about Inazuma 11 Go. We're going to try to focus. We're going to do our best.
Is it me that's lagging?
You that's what?
Hold on. I'm going to leave and come back.
Okay.
I'm going to leave and come back. Hold on.
We'll just do that. Sai is going to leave and he's going to cry for a couple of minutes and then he's going to come back.
I'll be back ready to go.
Man, I wonder how this is going to affect everything.
I mean, a lot. I mean, it's, if he's still writing Super and other stuff, I don't know what the, I don't know for him if he has like contingencies to be like, you know, other people can write it for me.
Yeah, that guy that was writing Super. I mean, yeah.
Toriyama is still writing Super. Toriyama was drawing it.
Him, Toriyama.
But he's not writing it. He just draws. He's just like you. We got an F in the comments, which is correct. That's what you say.
Yeah. I don't know. It'll I think it'll depend on stuff. I guess it'll depend if there was contingencies built in or if he had any idea. It'll be interesting to kind of see what happens with the future of Dragon Ball.
Way to kill the vibe, Mark.
And our vibe was so strong. We were all so hyped for this.
I actually kind of was.
I was too. I've been on the Inazuma 11 train for weeks. Like, so stoked. Sai, did you finish it?
Yes.
So you watched the final recap episode?
No, I didn't watch those. Fuck.
You son of a bitch. I told you how important it was.
How important what was?
Watching the recap episodes.
Those just seemed terrible. I did not watch those.
Sigh. Mark's grandpa is alive. What?
Yeah, I thought we knew that.
We didn't know that. He's the coach of the team they fight in season 3.
Yeah, he's the dude from Brazil, right? Or whatever. Or it was in like Brazil, who looked just like Mark.
Yeah, but you didn't watch season 3.
Yeah, I saw that far in season 3.
That should blow your mind.
So I'm glad I did. I had already seen that he was in part of season 3.
But I did.
Yeah, I thought you were like talking about the part with the dog.
No,
he kicked the ball and he kicked the duck.
Oh, with the soccer ball? Like when they were doing the flashback thing?
No, before the flash. The wrap-up episode. 46, I believe it was. No, 45.
What is, why don't you take us to the beginning, Sai? Tell us the first thing they say in the first episode.
I don't remember what was the first thing they said.
I don't know, but I'm decently sure.
That's not something I would know.
They said Orion Sherwin, because they say Orion Sherwin 9 times in the first episode. They really want you to know this dude's name.
Yeah.
It's
well, I mean,
and you look. This is gonna blow everyone's mind. Mark.
Yeah.
Watched it, subbed.
Only the first 18 episodes.
It's the weirdest thing I've ever heard in my life.
And then I watched the rest.
The worst.
What else did you watch subbed? Yu-Gi-Oh?
No, I've never watched Yu-Gi-Oh subbed.
That's so weird. Are you sure? To watch subbed.
Yeah, and I tried watching Dragon Ball subbed, but I hated it. Yeah, I only watched the first 18 subbed, and then I switched over.
He probably watched Beyblade subbed.
I have never seen an episode of Beyblade.
What's wrong with you? Beyblade is so good.
Beyblade
the first season
is its own thing.
Beyblade is so good. Wait, you saw Metabots, right, Mark?
Oh yeah.
You saw Metabots, but you didn't see Beyblade?
Mark, yeah, I don't know. I've seen scenes of Beyblade. I don't know. It didn't seem interesting, but I don't know. Maybe it's. I don't know.
Oh, the first season is so good. It's so good.
It's
top. I actually have the DVD. They're playing. What do you call the dreidel? They're playing with their dreidels.
They're playing with their dreidels. Dreidels have significant religious aspects to them, and that's why Mark hates Beyblades. So, someone fill us in. What is Inazuma 11 go about?
Inazuma 11.
Mark, what do you think Inazuma 11
go is about? It's about the, it's 10 years, I think they said 10, in the future. After Raymon wins like the All Japan, I didn't finish Inazuma 11, so I'm not sure.
No, they won the all of it. They won like their world champions. Yeah, okay. After they beat the aliens, so you know.
Yeah, I didn't finish watching.
Aliens, and then they go.
Aliens would be the peak, but no.
Yeah, I'll go back and finish the
filler season.
Eventually. Yeah, I'll finish.
Well, I mean,
but yeah. So Go is 10 years in the future. Go.
I'd like to hear both your perspectives, since one of you watched Inazuma 11 and one of you did not.
Yeah, I did not watch it. I want to now more because from actually finishing
Inazuma 11 Go season two takes place in time. They go back in time. They go back and forth through time. It's so stupid. I gotta watch it.
Good luck.
How is that? I'm gonna find it. I can find it subbed.
Are you gonna watch it subbed?
Probably not. I was looking for the game. I can't even find the game.
Season two is Chronostone?
Mm-hmm.
And then what's season three?
I don't remember. Go something with a C. I don't know. Who cares?
I mean, I do. That's why I asked.
Oh, I just realized I missed something.
Galaxy.
Yeah, go Galaxy. That's what it is.
It's sad because all of it is dubbed somewhere, but we've lost it to time more than likely. Because you know they never released, you know they never released that stuff on DVD or anything. Probably.
I wonder anyway. If you could find it on the Wayback Machine. Whatever. Anyway.
Anywhoozle.
So wait. What we were talking about Go. What were we talking about Go?
We're talking about Izumo 11
what
Go.
The plot was? What oh, they kill the, soccer.
What is the overarching premise?
They killed soccer.
How? How could you kill soccer?
The Fifth Sector takes it over and dictates.
The Fifth Sector? What the hell is the Fifth Sector?
It's just like
the
shadow.
One after the fourth and before the sixth. No? I mean... I assume there's a pope involved.
There's obviously a pope of soccer. Yeah. You cannot have a shadowy pope. Organization without the pope at top.
Yeah, there's
so the blanks, shadow, guys.
The soccer pope.
Come on, tell us.
Soccer pope is Alex Zabel. Which yeah. is his name is going to pop back up later.
It will. How did they kill soccer?
They dictate who wins and who loses and the score.
They turned soccer.
It's they're the mafia.
They turned soccer from something real like WWE to something fake like the Super Bowl.
Just junior high soccer, apparently.
Just junior high soccer. Yes, I mean, how high do you think these people can go? They're an organ. They're just bullying kids. Which I mean,
yeah.
is a blast. But you shouldn't do it.
Yeah. And then they got to go on the, what, victory, holy victory lap tournament or whatever. Holy victory tournament. What is it called?
Holy Road.
Holy Road.
Holy Road. Yeah.
So here's
and
how
then
it all starts.
They gotta...
We have our bad guy, Victor Blade. He comes and he beats the entire Inazuma 11 team on his own.
Yeah.
But oh, he beat them.
A young man who's not on the team. And his, I'm going to tell you guys, his name is Orion Sherwin. I'm positive of that because I heard it 9 times in the first episode. He stands up to young Victor by letting Victor kick a ball in his fucking face 30 times. So he gets to be on the team. But you know who else gets to be on the team? Victor
Dunter.
Yes.
So that's our twist. We have our bad guy on the team the whole time.
And he's not bad for even that long, is he? It's like,
he's
what,
not.
Two episodes? Two matches? Long, one
no,
and a half?
He's bad for a while. So the whole thing is Fifth Sector wants Coach Travis to tell these guys how they're going to score. It's going to be how they're going
to
lose, when they're going to lose.
2-1, the score.
But Coach Travis is part of a revolution. So he's fighting against Fifth Sector, and he gets fired. But who replaces him, Cy?
Mark Evans for like 2 episodes.
Mark is a while.
He's only gone for like
was
6.
It felt like a few.
Yeah, he's not gone for that long either.
Well, let's get to that in a minute. Okay. So Mark's there. And does Mark listen to Fifth Sector?
Nope.
Of course.
And he does. Who the hell thought he was going to?
No one.
Like, whose dumbass plan was it to think this guy, who fucks soccer balls, would be listening to Fifth Sector?
I like that we got to see the president's daughter, and she's married to Mark, and she's still.
Yes.
Yeah.
That made me so happy. Like, when he was like, I have a wife, I was thinking, God, it better be her.
Yeah. We saw Sylvie. I mean, it took me a while to realize that Sylvie was the girl from Inazuma. It took me far too long to realize that she was the friend.
Do you remember the name of the three girls coaching? Not coaching, but whatever they were, managing the team?
I don't remember any. I remember Sylvie. I don't even remember the principal's daughter.
In the new season, in Inazuma 11 Go.
I don't remember any of their names. Oh, no, Sky Blue. I remember
Sky her. Blue. You remember the other two?
No.
Ruby Red and Jade Green.
Are you kidding me?
You've watched it.
Which are you kidding me? I never it even registered in my head that was their names.
That's such good wow. names, though.
But they're not even color coded.
No, they're really not. That's what makes the best. Oh. So we've got Coach Mark and his wife Nellie. Wonderful couple.
Nellie, that's her name.
And Nellie's a bad cook, right?
Oh, she's
fairly, yeah.
And what makes our new main character, Orion Sherwin, so special is he's exactly like Mark Evans in every single way. Period. He's just the same character one more time.
Yeah. Just not a goalie.
But it works.
Yeah.
Why, you know,
yeah, I mean, I guess.
Why change the formula if it's working out?
I mean, fair.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to think of the formula. I mean,
you know, put a guy obsessed with soccer, leads the team, and they win.
And they both think of soccer as a person.
Yeah.
With feelings.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Can't make soccer cry.
I don't know.
So who's our Krillin? Who's Orion's best friend?
Jean-Pierre.
JP.
Jean-Pierre. And what's so great about Jean-Pierre?
He's a jumping bean.
He does Maj in the hand.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, he does do Maj in the hand.
I lost my shit when he did it. I knew it was coming. When they were pushing him to be goalie, I thought
Orion would do it.
No, Orion didn't need to do it.
He was goalie twice.
They had a wild one who would play goalie, and then they switched it.
He was goalie twice. Or three times.
I don't know why they switched that. A lot of people joined the team in the middle of the... I'm trying to think if they did in Azuma 11, the first one.
If they joined the team in the middle?
Yeah. Like,
yeah, remember they went around the world collecting Sharp, players? Right?
Oh, no, that was after, that was season two. I'm in season one.
It was season two, yeah. But they also got Jude.
Yeah, they just got Jude. But they got like seven people in the middle of this one. They got like Luke or whatever.
Lucian. Man, what's so special about Lucian?
He's Mr. Sharp's nephew. And that only comes up once. And then they just don't talk about it.
You're talking about Dark's nephew?
Yeah. Yeah. Did I call him Sharp?
Yeah. The man who killed Mark Evans' grandfather. His nephew is joining the team. And like they did it so dramatically at the end of an episode. Jude's and, like, what's your last name?
Yeah. What do you want to know?
Why do you want to know my last name? Let's leave names out of this.
Did Roma join from Italy?
Yeah.
Even though he's super Japanese.
You're forgetting, dude, this happened in season one as well. Remember what's his face came back from America?
Oh yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. Okay.
The dead guy.
And then the okay, yeah, you're right. Cause they even did the Victor thing. Because they had what's his name with the blue hair? The dude from America? Too? Well, no, he didn't leave to go to America. It was his buddy or whatever. I forget his name. Okay. Yeah, they did do all this already.
I love when the dude comes back from overseas to join the team and you find out he's trained by Dragonfly.
Yeah. Yeah, I was really excited about that. But no, my favorite part about Dragonfly was when he was talking to the bench warmers and they were like, oh man, everyone else is so good or whatever. I don't know. We'll never get to play. And Dragonfly goes, and I quote, Roma said the exact same thing in Italy. And then there's a flashback of Roma never saying that one time.
Yep. It's just him being like,
he wanted to quit soccer.
Yeah, he just wanted to stop playing, and he was like, no, keep at it. You know what? You're right.
I was like, that's not the same thing. That was the
gist of that flashback.
I was like, that's not the same thing.
No, it's not at all, but it's great.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, we pretty much see everybody. I did forget who Byron Love was for a little bit. I was thinking it was Jordan Greenway from the Alias team. But no, that's the dude from Zeus Academy.
Yeah. Zeus, yeah, the team.
You see almost everybody. You see Nathan. You see. Oh, you don't see the seed head dude. The one that looks like an acorn.
Who?
Never mind. The one with the little he has like a little weird hit. Never mind. He's not important.
I mean,
he's from Innocent. Yeah. Oh, we skipped over Sharp being the coach after they beat him.
I was trying to talk about that, and then you started taking over. So you talk about it then.
No. Well, they beat Sharp's team, and then Sharp becomes
what the is coach. But who is Sharp coaching?
Royal Academy.
Royal Academy.
Again.
The irony. C-Mark, Jude went to Royal Academy. Obviously, because...
That's why he wears a cape.
Adopted father made him be the best at soccer. Because if he was the best at soccer, he'd also adopt his sister. Hmm?
Sylvie.
Gotcha.
Who did not know he was the coach.
Wait! That means Orion is related.
No, yeah, she's not really his. He just stays at her house.
I don't know.
He calls her auntie.
Yeah.
I feel like that's Jude's kid.
We never see his parents, or never talks to them.
I feel like that's Jude's kid. Doesn't talk to. Okay, I can't believe it even took me that long to connect those two dots to be wrong about.
Okay, let's not feel bad about connecting dots, because how long did it take me to figure out Axel Blaze?
It took you a while.
It took me way longer than it should have. So Axel Blaze is the bad guy now. He is the Pope of soccer, and he goes by Alex Zabel.
Yep.
An anagram.
Yeah. Yeah, and he doesn't look like Axel Blaze.
He actually looks a lot like Axel Blaze, but his hair is down.
Yeah.
And it has those blue streaks. Up,
and he looks so different. And he did have little blue streaks in it. But it changed everything having his hair down.
Yeah. It took me a while to figure out that it was Axel that kicked the ball to save Axel, Orion.
Oh, yeah.
So Orion wants to get into soccer because he was trying to save a puppy from a burning building. Was it burning or was it falling down?
It was both. It was burning and falling. No, it was just falling.
A log was about to fall on him. Yeah, it was just kicked both. The ball and saved him.
And that was the ugliest dog I've ever seen.
No, I don't want to.
Spotter
dogs is ugly. Dog. They're pretty great.
No, they are, but Spotter looked like a grown man with spots on his face.
So he kept that soccer ball for his whole life.
I would too.
Was kicked and made him want to join the Raymond soccer team. So he does.
He does.
But twist, they're under control by the Fifth Sector.
Everyone is.
But they don't want to be.
Nope. But he makes them realize that.
Fifth Sector is worried that they're not going to listen. So they send Victor Blade to join the team. But Victor doesn't want to be a bad guy either. Victor's a seed. Okay. So a seed is someone who's really good at soccer. He's so good, in fact, that he can conjure a fighting spirit to play
for. A stand from JoJo.
A stand from JoJo. That's 100% what this is.
Yeah,
I never watched JoJo, so I'll take your words for it.
Oh, it totally.
I haven't either, but I've seen a picture, and that's what this is.
Oh,
yeah. But here's the twist, man. There's so many seeds. There's so many.
Oh, there's a whole team full.
Yeah, and it
there's
goes
more
from
than a whole team full. Yeah, every team has like.
No, I mean there's just one team that's full of them.
There's also a lot of fighting spirits. It turns out.
Yeah, you know who has a fighting spirit? It's our young Orion Sherwind.
Mm-hmm.
So Victor doesn't want to be a bad guy, but he's being a bad guy to pay for his brother's surgery. And I'll never forget what his brother said to him. His brother said to him, "Did I ever ask you to fix my legs?" And I just cracked up. I was like, what the hell, man? Like, come on, dude. Why would you ever say that?
I mean, he had a point. Did he ask him to?
He never asked him to fix his legs, but still. Be nice. Dude's fixing your legs.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, but his leg still gets fixed eventually, so.
There's that.
And then we meet a lot of people.
I like the way just everything turns out that there are everyone you think is a bad guy is not a bad guy.
No.
True.
Not even the pink hair dude.
Literally everyone you think is a bad guy turns out to be a good guy working through the system. And then there's one bad guy at the end, and then he's like, I didn't want to be a bad guy.
Right. And even then, like, his grandmaster plan gets derailed, and like within 6 seconds, he's like, you know what? You're right. I was wrong. I spent 10 years on this exact moment, and it just blew up in my face. But you know what? You guys were right the whole time.
Well, they
I was like, soccer. What a turnaround. Like, what a way to just like take the hit and just be like,
definitely
you know what?
Wasn't a Mr. Dark. Mr. Dark was murdering people. Mr. Dark tried to murder Inazuma 11 in season 1 again.
Right.
No, he killed their. He tried to. What? Did he cut their brake lines on their way to the.
brake lines. Well, he didn't do it, but he had.
He got someone else to do it.
Someone else did it.
And then he tried again because he had the field set up. So for Raphis to fall, he was
also definitely. for middle school soccer. What an expensive expensive arenas.
Well, yeah, that was like, the whole point.
Well, they had to update it some kind.
That
of
was the dude's whole point of you know, making everyone by the doing the Fifth Sector. He wanted everyone to have a chance to play on stuff like that. Because he wasn't allowed to play soccer as a kid.
Right.
I'm trying to think. But, I mean, in Inazuma 11, which is 10 years ago, they had a whole government program to turn kids into super powered military things for soccer.
Well, no. I mean, soccer was a byproduct, but they were using them as military forces.
Yeah, and then they also destroyed a whole bunch of schools.
There was a lot going on in Zoom 11.
Yeah.
And like I'm going back and forth because I think this was better than Inazuma 11, but I don't think I would feel that way had I not seen Inazuma 11, if you know what I mean.
I don't know, man. I feel different. I feel the opposite. I feel like now that I talk to you, I was like, yeah, this is just Inazuma 11. Like, but
I mean, obviously I'm looking at it from just having watched just this, but I did very much enjoy
Go. Oh, I'm not. Yeah, I'm saying they're both enjoyable, but I don't know. I feel like because I think everything was done better in Inazuma 11. Because the bad guy, the main bad guy, is better.
But that's because they have a main bad guy. They literally don't reveal the main bad guy until the last episode. Well, the last actual episode.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. The Dragon Link.
And then
What is the Dragon Link?
I don't know. I the only link part that I got was when they all did their fighting spirits and kicked to each other. I was like, okay, that's a link.
That's what
okay.
But I don't understand the dragon part of it because all of their fighting spirits were chess pieces.
If you hadn't seen this and I just walked up to you and I was like, hey, Mark, what do you think a Dragon Link is? How many guesses do you think it would take you to get to a soccer team?
I don't think I'd ever get to a soccer team.
And how many guesses would it take to get you to a soccer team where they all are chess pieces? The dragon part just doesn't make sense. It should have been chess themed of some sort.
Yeah, I don't know what you would call it, but.
I don't know. The Ponzi scam.
Very weird how they're all chess themed.
There's no dragon in chess.
Roma had a cool fighting spirit.
Which one was that?
Musashi.
Oh yeah. Of course, you would like that. You and your swords.
It's true.
They had some pretty bad names, though.
No, they
did. Lancelot was the best one, in my opinion.
What was JP? Defender of Earth.
Atlas,
yes.
Orion's was
Winged
Steed Pegasus.
And then sometimes it had another extra word in there.
Yeah, it's like when he evolved it. He, like, evolved his fighting spirit to be better.
I didn't know he could do that.
Also, maybe I'm confused. At the end, when he was talking to that one girl friend of his, did they say they were going to start their own soccer club?
They did. And I don't know why.
Neither do I. Like, dude, you just did sixth grade. You still got 2 more years.
Yeah.
You should always be moving on to something bigger and better.
And then, they're going to go back in time and find people to play soccer with in the past and the future.
Forward in time.
Yeah. So.
But, yeah, true.
It's crazy. I don't know. I'm trying to think.
Yeah, nothing.
Oh, man! In Zoom 11, they didn't have any, they do have Dragon Links were modified, I guess. I was trying to think. They were especially like enhanced, weren't they?
The Dragon Links?
Yeah.
Their
whole life. He pretty much just like plucked them when they were young and put them in a lab and was like, get good at soccer.
No, I was trying to think of like the what was the Zeus? The Zeus team? You remember how their thing was
they were on drugs?
Yeah, they had
gave them drugs.
Yeah, I was trying to think if they had one of those on this one, but they don't. But they even had the Axel Blade switching teams thing, but that guy never came back. McCarthy?
Yeah.
Well, he did come back, but he didn't play for him. It's, I don't know. He came to help JP train, I believe. That goalie. I didn't like. Oh, wait. What were you going to ask?
I was going to ask what your favorite part was, but tell me what your least favorite part was.
My least favorite part.
What didn't you like?
It's hard.
What were you going to say before I rudely interrupted you?
I don't know. I kind of forgot. Okay, can someone explain to me when he met Soul?
In the hospital?
Why was he at the hospital?
Because of, God, what's that guy's name? Brother.
Oh, wait, he was there for Victor's brother?
When he met who?
Soul,
the guy with the orange hair.
Oh. No, because wasn't there.
It wasn't?
No.
No, but that's why he ran it. Yeah, but you're just, that's the only thing that makes sense, is that when he was with Victor visiting the hospital, he met this kid.
So you watched it on YouTube, right?
Yes.
It's missing two episodes, and that's one of them.
Oh, okay. I can't believe I didn't realize that.
Yeah, there's an episode. Maybe it's one of the ones I watched, because I found the other ones that weren't on YouTube. But he's like, he's at the hospital. I'm assuming probably waiting for Victor or something. And there's like two kids playing, like two young kids playing soccer. And so he like joins them, and then Soul comes out. And him and Orion like do a little like match kind of against each other for a couple seconds.
Okay. That's what I didn't like, that they didn't have those two episodes, and it confused me. I got over it.
Well, what's weird too is if you go to the, like, I found the ones, I just watched them on a different site, but like if you go to that play, I'm assuming you watch the same playlist on YouTube, but if you go to that guy's like full playlist and you expand it, it says two episodes are there, but they're hidden. So like he uploaded them, but for some reason hid them.
So it's not the company that originally made it uploaded it.
Ah, gotcha.
And they had a huge ass logo almost pretty much in the middle. But I don't know why two episodes would get copyrighted when the company that made it put it up.
Yeah. But
who am I to judge? You know, yeah, YouTube. Who knows? I'm sure YouTube knows what it's doing.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I don't know.
What would you say your favorite part was, Sai?
Dragonfly making a flashback for no reason.
Yeah, that was good. He's just like, he just said that.
Yeah, no. The whole Dragonfly part was pretty good. Because apparently he's the only one playing professional soccer.
Well.
And he wasn't even...
He was not the lead, that's for sure.
Yeah. I kind of wanted, at the end of it, I was like, I kind of wish Mark would have taken the Alex Zabel thing. And he had been the bad guy. Or quote unquote bad guy. And then, yeah. Because, like you said earlier, like, of course, Mark wants to go against them. So, him posing as the bad guy the entire season would feel wrong. And then when they switch, it'd be like, okay. Right?
I don't know. I think you need Mark there.
I feel like
it's Axel more believable that Axel was a little bit of a bad boy.
But he did that already.
But he was like Tommy was the Green Ranger. Okay. You could believe he'd go bad. You'd never believe Jason went bad.
But Tommy only went bad once, though.
Well, there's the Draken stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good read.
Fair enough. I guess. They could have made it Jude.
I would have bought Jude 100%. But then again,
or they could have made it. I think Austin.
Axel was perfect because Axel was, you know, the second, you know, the second in command there. He was the right hand man.
Yeah,
it does fit. I mean,
I would have liked to see Evil Mark.
It could have been interesting,
even if it was just a show.
Yeah, it could have been interesting. Do they don't ever explain when he leaves coaching the team because he says he's got to go investigate what Fifth Sector is up to.
He comes back
having done nothing. He just comes back and he's like, "Hey, I'm here again," and like no one's like, "Oh, what'd you find out?" or like, "What were you doing?" We just get one scene of him like standing on a cliff at some point, and then there's no other reference training. To what he was doing.
He was training.
He's like, "I figured it out, guys. I'm back now. You want to share it with us?" No.
Nick, no, I'm good.
I also don't like that they didn't have the old guy team that they would play in his own
way. Oh, yeah. Also, for a guy who's...
They're dead.
Like, a coach.
But they could have made a new one.
But also for the guy who's a coach...
Oh, they did? Yeah, they did. They did. You're right, because like, Scotty was on the team.
Yeah.
You know what? That was my favorite part. When Scotty was about to give her a frog. Well, no, when he just wanted a handshake and she thought he was going to give her a frog.
Yes.
I thought he was totally going to be like, "No, I'm not going to give you a frog." And then he would give her a frog anyway.
Yeah.
But I didn't recognize that as Scotty, which blows my mind because like Scotty is one of the most recognizable characters.
I recognized him. I didn't recognize Austin, though, from season 3.
No, I didn't watch season 3.
I watched it, but Josh, his sidekick is like a kid from season 3 that joins the team and is like a big fan of Axel.
Mm.
That's why he's his buddy. I want to know why they brought Nathan and Jack there to say one word.
Yes.
They said like two sentences. And Jack looked weird as an adult. He looked less like an adult than he did in Inazuma 11.
I don't. Yeah, he was not proportioned correctly. He never was.
His head was too small in this one. He had that big head, he had the big everything. Also, I feel like. Okay, I liked what's his name too, Cazador.
Cazador?
Yeah, him, that dude with the hunter's net thing. I like how he was like, "Oh, yeah, I'm a seed," and he was just lying for no reason. I like that. He's like, "Yeah, I'm a seed." That was fun. It was fun. That show was good.
I think the show was great.
It was, I don't know, man.
I think it did really good building on top of Inazuma 11, and I don't think I would have liked it as much had I not seen the original Inazuma 11.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It was really good for a sequel. Without it, I don't think it would have been as fun. Yeah, because there was too many references to Inazuma 11.
There were a lot of Easter eggs. It's like trying to watch a Marvel movie nowadays.
Like, what was the name of the school? Something High. It was the High with the brothers on it.
Where they were fighting each other at the beginning? They were supposed to be fighting each other, but it was a trick?
Uh-huh. That's the Byron Love team. That's the same team with the three triplets, and that's why they used the triangle move, double Z or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And because that was their team's move. That was the triplets move. I was like, that's kind of cool. I wish they would have had the Cyborg team show up. I did like the pirate team, though. I will say that. The pirate team was fun.
It was fun that they all had their little things.
Yeah, I do remember the adult team now. Because that girl was like, "I'm going to curse you." And everyone was like, "Oh." And she was just lying. Yeah, it was fun. kind of wish they would have tried to kill the kids at least once, though.
They went a different way.
Yeah.
Less murdery, more just ruin their lives through soccer. And then, God, I like, it's so crazy that the actual, I was really excited in like the second to last episode when they were playing the finals. And like the other team they were playing was just like, we're really excited to play you. We're also good guys. We've wanted this the whole time. And I was like,
yeah,
really? That's a really fitting ending. But then they're just like, nah, you got to fight the dragon chess guys.
Yeah. Psych.
I like that. I actually didn't like this, that they did the whole like linking thing with the abilities, where they like one team was like, oh, we're going to do it. Oh, they did it horizontally. So, yeah, how do we do it? Yeah, you do the same. We're going to do the same thing they did, but we're going to line up vertically. And then that concept never came back. I was very upset. I was like, oh, it's a power up. It's cool. I also didn't like that JP didn't die. He should have died.
JP did not need to die.
Yes, so he could have went Super Saiyan.
Whenever they
took out the first goalie, whose name I always his last name, I always had trouble like understanding what they were saying.
Sam Gook.
Gook. Okay, that's why I couldn't understand. I don't know, something like that. Gookhan.
That's not his last name. His name is Sam Gook.
What's his last name?
Han.
Oh, okay. So that's why they were saying, okay, I thought Gookhan was his last name. I was trying to figure out what the fuck a Gookhan was.
No, his first name is Sam Gook, but they just call him Sam for short.
Okay.
You remember the captain's name?
Yeah, no. Wait.
Ricardo.
Yeah, Ricardo Delgado. Delgado or whatever, yeah. And then there was that one guy. What was the blue-haired kid's name that would do the sidewinder kick?
Oh,
You want me to remember 11 names? You're out of luck.
Wan Lee? I remember Wan Lee.
Chinese guy?
With his upside-down goggles. The worst way to wear goggles.
All right. Does anybody have any favorite moments, least favorite moments they want to bring up before we start grading this?
I thought the double tornado kick was cool.
They should do.
I like that double tornado kick they did. That's pretty cool.
I like the steamroller move. That was the best.
Oh, the dash train.
I don't remember one guy. I just remember the dude just like picked the ball up on his head. And was just
dash train.
Yeah. Also, that little girl, did she actually blow a bubble and catch the ball?
What?
You mean at the end?
At the end. Oh, I'm just trying to.
She kicked it, but that was her Hisatsu technique.
Yeah, I know, but I'm trying to figure out if, because everyone else is like, okay, they did something, but hers, it feels like, nah, she's kind of cheating for real though, and just making it look like a Hisatsu technique. I don't know.
Maybe that's all I got though.
They play soccer pretty good. Fast and loose.
It was good. I liked it.
What do you think? What would you grade it? F minus?
Close. A minus.
A minus. Wow, that's a good grade. What do you think, Sai?
My heart wants to say S minus. But I don't know. I'll go S minus. It's fine.
I'm with you. Like, I'm torn between an A plus and an S minus. Because me and you
That's what I was thinking too. I didn't want to be mean.
You both gave Inazuma 11 an A plus.
Yes. No, I thought we gave it an S minus. I thought we gave it an S.
No, we both gave it an A plus.
Okay, well then I have to give it an A then. If I gave Inazuma 11 an A plus, this has to.
I'm giving this an S minus, and okay, I think I can't really say it's better than Inazuma 11, but I can say it's built fun. On it well enough that it made me so happy to watch.
Yeah,
it was an enjoyable watch.
I say A because I feel like Inazuma has to be the first one has to be above it because without it, this one wouldn't have as much to stand on, and that's just for me.
I think you're crazy, but that's fine. So I've always
thought. And I mean, Inazuma 11 does the whole like their plot. They did it better.
I mean, don't know, because like the whole fake soccer thing, I never would have seen it coming.
No, yeah, that's crazy. It's a good plot, I guess. Like, but I just feel like overall the plot, like the dark plot, is a lot better than the stable plot because they pulled off the. Oh, it really wasn't him this whole time thing at the last episode. Like, if they had pushed that a little further up, it might have made it a little better. This one felt, like, fast. It felt a lot faster than Inazuma 11. Because we do get a lot of training. I don't know why. It just felt faster than... I don't know. I might just want it to be not better than Inazuma 11. I don't know. They're both really good, though.
Yeah, I'll probably eventually. Maybe we'll actually want to go back and finish. Is it 11?
Mark, don't get our hopes up. Because what is your backlog now? Every other anime ever?
Yeah, I mean, like everyone who watches anime.
Okay. You're not going to watch it. You're just going to watch Yu Yu Hakusho again. And
for the seventh.
No one's going to blame you.
That's a fair point.
I mean, you could just watch the live action and speedrun it.
Speedrun, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, it gets you all the way through the Black Dark Tournament. So all you have to do is then all you have to do is rewatch the Psychics and the Underworld Tournament, which is like six episodes.
It's not. It's more than that. Mark, you got a wheel for us?
I do.
God, how long has it been since we've seen this wheel? Best available wheel to us.
4 weeks.
Best wheel ever.
4 weeks.
Best wheel ever. Am I adding on the next?
Is Tales of Wedding Rings on here? I'm not sure if we added it.
We didn't, and we're not going to, because there's only 9 episodes out.
Oh, okay.
Am I adding on the next Inazuma 11?
What's it called? No, we're not going to add on Chronostone.
Chronostone, we can't
find the dub.
You could do season 3.
Can you find the dub of season 3?
Of Inazuma 11, the original one?
Yeah. Oh. Let's just let it be. We've decided Inazuma 11 is just the best there is, and we can let it rest on that.
Okay.
That's fair. That's fine. I don't have anything to add.
I don't.
Yeah, we're good. Let's spin it. Let's see what we land on. Let's get excited, guys.
We still have some on there from the original first time we ever put stuff on the wheel. So
I know. It's so.
I think almost already.
I guess that's fine.
It'd be what part one, right? Because part two starts in April.
Part one is out. Part two starts soon.
Yeah, okay. It landed on Jobless Reincarnation Season 2. Part 1 is out right now. Part 2 starts at end of April? Mid-something? Somewhere in April.
It's a while away. So yeah. We'll just watch what's out now. We'll go from there.
That
we'll
works. See that's a fair one.
We'll see fair. If anything happens to Rudy's pee-pee. And we'll just, hope for the best.
Yeah, that's a fair... That's a decent land.
Yeah. I don't remember what happened in season 2 anyway, so
I only watched the first half, so I'll need to go back.
And I watched a fair amount, I think.
I remember I did look in a lot of stuff of like what happens in down the road in the manga and stuff. I don't know if this anime will keep going. Like, who knows how many seasons it'll last? But man, it's gonna get real weird Like real, real, real weird. If it gets to like season four.
Was it ever not weird?
Yeah, no, but I mean like way weirder than anything we've seen so far by a wide margin.
Well, I mean his dad married the maid after he was married to the wife.
It, way weirder married. Than that. It gets way
I thought
weirder.
They did get married.
No, he just they like came to some agreement to like
No, they didn't leave him. They're still together because now they're just raising it with two moms.
So fun. All right, and guys. We're gonna dedicate this episode to Akira Toriyama in case he is listening from wherever he is, probably a hole in the ground.
We have to spend a week.
All right. Well, we won't make Mark.
I feel like we gotta watch all of Dragon Ball now. From Dragon Ball all the way to Super.
I wonder if
and all the movies.
Gosh.
Dang, it's a lot.
I wonder if the script to Sandland is already written. Sandland, of course, is a manga written by him in the 90s that is just now being made into a video game and a TV show. We've got Daima. We've got Super. Gosh, everything's falling apart. You know, you never realize how much your life hinges on Akira Toriyama until you don't have him anymore.
It's true. It's true.
All right. Well, let's just end the episode on a sad note.
For whatever news Malone is.